Power 93.7 WBLK. I'm Yasmin Young. Inside the 2 to 6 Takeover, joined by a very special guest. She has been with us through this whole entire pandemic, keeping us abreast of what's going on right here in Buffalo in Erie County. I am talking about the Commissioner of the Erie County Department of Health, Dr. Gail Burstein. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a while. It's been too long.
It has. And you guys have still been busy because you guys have been putting on these wonderful pop-up health fairs all around in Amherst, Tonawanda, Buffalo. So that's a great thing that I've been kind of keeping my eye on that you all have been doing while we have been kind of on the downslope, I guess you would say, as far as COVID-19 tests and the positive numbers that we've had here. We've been doing really well. Can you give us an update on that?
Sure, I would love to. So where we are with our COVID testing, so far we've had 8,856 Erie County residents test positive for COVID-19. And so people think, whoa, that's a lot of numbers. So, however, remember at the beginning of our epidemic in the spring, we were seeing a very high proportion of people who are tested who did test positive. The good news is that over the summer, because we've been so good about our preventive behaviors and social distancing and wearing masks and washing our hands and keeping our environment clean, we've been able to, as a community, bring down our numbers. So actually the week ending on August 8th, so this past week, only 1.2% of all people tested who are testing positive. And for the whole summer, we've had kind of a rolling average between like 1 and 2%. So we've done really, really well. And also important, we've had a lot more people getting tested. You know, on average this summer, about 20,000 people every week have been tested for COVID-19. And that's what we want to see. We want to see a lot of people getting tested because we want to identify those individuals who are infected, put them in isolation, remove them from the community so they won't infect anybody else, and then find out who their close contacts are, and then remove them from the community, put them in quarantine to make sure that they don't infect anybody during the incubation period where they could become positive. We're also encouraging close contacts to get tested, too, to see if they already have an infection, even though they may not have symptoms. So with these combination of strategies with social distancing and wearing masks and washing up and keeping our frequently touched surfaces clean and everybody getting tested who could be at risk and people who are positive and who are close contacts, removing them from the community to break the chain of transmission, we've been able to keep our numbers down. And remember, COVID-19 is still here. Even though we have a lower proportion of positive tests, we still have people testing positive. And any second that we let down our guard and we revert back to our old behaviors and people who think they may have been exposed or could be infected don't get tested, these numbers are going to zoom back up. Just like what we're seeing what happened in the South and the West with these very, very high numbers.
Absolutely. And we definitely don't want that because we have come a very, very long way from where we were back in March and April, especially here in, you know, Western New York, Erie County. I know you guys are doing antibody testing and you've got two dates coming up. Before we get into the actual antibody testing, I want you to explain the difference between antibody testing and the COVID-19 testing.
Sure. Well, actually, both the antibody and the diagnostic testing, which is the nose swab, are both testing for COVID-19, except they're testing for different aspects of COVID-19. So the nose swab is a diagnostic test. It's a molecular test looking for COVID-19 RNA in the nose that's part of your respiratory tract. And so if people have a positive diagnostic test from the nose swab, Also, some places are able to do the specimen collection from saliva, too, for some specialized labs in the country. However, most of the testing done here is being done through a nose swab for looking for COVID-19 acute infection, so active infection. And so if somebody has a positive diagnostic test for COVID-19, it means they have RNA in their respiratory tract, and it means that they have an active infection of COVID-19, and they need to isolate. And people can be infected when they have symptoms, and people can be infected when they don't have symptoms. If some people are fortunate, and we don't really understand why, but we know that up to 40% of people who test positive for COVID-19 don't have any symptoms. So just because you don't have symptoms doesn't mean you couldn't have an active infection. So an antibody test is looking at looking for antibodies for COVID-19 in our bloodstream. So that's a blood test. Right now, in order to collect the specimen to test for antibodies, we have to collect some blood from the vein. And what that does is it shows us that your body has been exposed to COVID-19. Probably you were infected. You may or may not have been aware you were infected. And your body mounted an antibody response to protect your system, your immune response fought off the COVID-19. And so it doesn't mean that you have an active infection of COVID-19. It means that your body has been exposed. They built up an army of antibodies. And so that's what the antibody test is detecting, is these antibodies to COVID-19 that shows that people have been exposed and likely infected in the past. So by the type of antibodies that we test for are usually antibodies that develop later on during the course of infection. So most likely when we find these antibodies, people have already been cured of the infection, and so it's not a diagnostic test. It doesn't mean that you have an active infection. It means that you've had an infection of the past. So we know that antibodies are the tool that our body uses for immunity to fight infections, whether they're viruses or bacteria or fungus. So with the science isn't really out there yet. We don't know for sure about the level of protection against COVID-19 from antibodies to COVID-19. So we assume that there is some level of protection. We don't know how protective antibodies from a natural infection of COVID-19 are. We also don't know how long the protection lasts. There have been studies that show that after several months, people who have had COVID-19 antibodies detected in their bloodstream no longer have these antibodies detected. However, that doesn't mean that they still wouldn't have protection. What it means is that they don't have a high level of circulating antibodies. So the way our immune system works is that after we develop antibodies, after we've been exposed to a bacteria or a virus or fungus and our body recognizes it and we develop antibodies to it, we still have that memory. It's like riding a bike. Just because, when we were kids, many people when they were kids, they had a bike and they rode it and they knew how to do it. And then once you're adults, you don't do it anymore. But if you're presented with a bike and you rode it as a kid, hopefully it would be easy just to get up and ride again and go off. And so it's the same thing. We have our immune memory. And so if people are exposed again to a virus or a bacteria that they've already had developed antibodies to it, our immune memory would say, hey, I know that. I've seen that before. I've got the template already to build up an army of antibodies in a second. And so we're hoping that people who are infected with COVID-19 and develop an antibody response, even if their level of antibody gets to be low so it's not detectable by the test, that they still have memory, and if they are exposed again, they will get a very, very high level in a very short period of time. So that's where we're all hoping. However, we haven't had enough time to have good experience with this, and so that's our hope, but we haven't been able to confirm that by science yet.
and you have some testing dates available. They're going to be this Monday, the 17th, and Thursday, the 20th. Can you give some details about how people can participate and get those antibody tests?
Sure. So we are offering free antibody tests to people in the community twice a week for we don't have an end date for that. And so we want to encourage people who are interested to see if they have antibodies to COVID-19, if they think that they may have been infected, to come out and get tested. There's no charge. So on August 17th, we're going to be at the West Seneca Senior Center, and these clinics are from, I think, 12 to 6 now. And on August 20th, we're going to be at Southside Elementary School in Buffalo. And then the following Monday, we're going to be at the Concord Senior Center in Springville. So throughout the month, we're going to be at different places throughout the county. So there will be a test site near you at some point. So if you want to get tested, you can make an appointment. Either you can go online and make an appointment electronically at erie.gov/COVID test, COVIDTEST, or you can call our hotline at 716-858-2929 and make an appointment to get a test. So if you don't get a chance to make an appointment for our antibody testing, we are able to take walk-ins. And remember, there is no charge for this test. We are testing people from the age of 11 on up. There's no maximum age for that. So we're able to test anybody from age 11 on up. So for people who want their kids 10 and younger to get tested, you can talk to your pediatrician and they can order that test through Quest or LabCorp or Kaleida. There are a lot of labs in the community that are doing that blood test. So come on down. There is really no risk, no cost. So if you're curious to see if you have antibodies, we would be happy to check that out. You're also doing us a public service because, you know, we're trying to get a good estimate on the proportion of Erie County residents who could have been infected with COVID-19. And, we have data so far looking at this. So far, we have a total of 6% of Erie County residents who've been tested had tested positive during the past 6 weeks, so over the summer. And so over the summer, since the beginning of July through now in August, there's been almost 1,500 people that have, I'm sorry, so are, there's almost you've been, 15,000 people who have been tested, and of that, about 6% have been positive. So although we hear about COVID all the time on the media and think like, oh my gosh, everybody and his brother and sister must have been infected, it's really not. It's really just a very small proportion of our population who's been infected and has some type of measurable antibodies. And so that's really important to think ahead. Once there is an effective and safe vaccine available, in order to get herd immunity, so as many people in the community will be infected as possible, you know, everybody needs to get vaccinated so we can reach the tipping point, and so it will be very difficult for the COVID-19 virus to attack our community because there won't be enough susceptible people to make it stick. So that's just, you know, something to think about in the future. And also, I want to let you know that in Erie County Health Department, although there is not yet an available vaccine in the United States, we are getting ready to be able to immunize as many Erie County residents as possible. We're already planning for vaccine clinics. We're ordering supplies so we'll be ready to help people get immunized and protected when there is a safe and effective vaccine available.
Well, we appreciate you sharing the information. Can you give the hotline number and the website one more time so that people can go ahead and pre-register for the antibody testing?
Sure. So the hotline number is 716-858-2929. 2929. So you can make an appointment for either the antibody or the diagnostic test, the nose swab, from that number. And remember, if you don't get a chance to make an appointment for the antibody, we still take walk-ins. And then if it's easier for you to make your appointment for the antibody testing online, the website is available 24/7, and it's www.erie.gov/COVID-test, COVIDTEST. Or you can go to our general Erie County Health Department website and go to our COVID-19 page and find the link there.
Dr. Burstein, thank you so much for sharing this information with us. And thank you for all of your work, you and your staff, that you guys have been doing over this whole pandemic. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate you informing our beloved public. So thank you.